You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Here it is. The two radio legends jumping into the digital world and just talking about anything and everything that interests us. That interests us. If it's interesting to us, it's interesting to you, because we'll make it that way. Riggins, I don't mean to always come to you with these types of questions because I think that you're a prevert or anything like that. Just like, you know, I always would ask your opinion or get your answer to drug questions that I didn't know about. And it's not because, you know, you're a heroin addict and all that, but you know more about the stuff than I do.
Yeah.
This is the same kind of thing. What is the difference between a furry and a plushie?
A furry is somebody, I believe, and I don't know. I'm not sure. I think a furry is the person that dresses up in animal-like costumes.
Yeah.
And a plushie is somebody that isn't, that also dresses up in costumes, but it's not animal-related, I think.
Okay. Does one of them claim to be sexual and the other one doesn't?
I know the furries have tried to say, like, it's not about, there is a segment of the furry population that is sexual. But that doesn't define all of us. But the only stories you ever read about furries are...
So it's got to be, in my opinion, a fetish. It's a fetish. And you get some sort of pleasure out of walking around in public dressed like an animal in basically a mascot costume.
Yeah.
So have you seen this where there was a lecturer at Berkeley who was lecturing on parts of the brain that are stimulated, you know, by being a furry? And he did the whole thing dressed as looks like a tiger, in a full tiger costume. And he's up there in front of all of the students and he's lecturing. He's some sort of a renowned scientist. And the title of his lecture was Furries, Neurodivergence and STEM, Finding Your Path from Zero to One to 1 Billion.
Whatever and that means.
It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't matter how educated you are or how brilliant you are on paper. You have a screw loose. If your desire is to walk around in public dressed as an animal, you need to be in the hospital getting yourself seen about.
Yeah, I agree.
But how perfect is it that this happens at Berkeley?
Yeah, of course. It makes perfect sense. But still, as a parent, if I had a kid at Berkeley and I found out this, and I'm like, how much am I spending on your school every year? I'm coming up there right now and I'm yanking you out of this class.
But
I'm yanking you out of this school.
But if you're okay with them going to Berkeley to begin with, you know they're going to have to be dealing with this kind of crap all the time. It's just a loony bin of Marxism, in my opinion. And then they're throwing some idiot who obviously needs help up there to teach the kids while wearing a costume. This is what he looked like up in front of the class. Like the whole time.
Oh, gosh.
That's what he's dressed like. Now, it's an elaborate costume. It's no telling how much that costs.
Yeah, it looks like a real wolf or a real tiger, whatever that is.
But you just don't ever see that a person dressed up like an animal in that way, posing with the love of his life in the newspaper, hometown newspaper, announcing their engagement and upcoming wedding. Yeah, I mean, you just don't.
Yeah.
The furry claims that, quote, living openly gay gave him, quote unquote, superpowers. So I know a lot of gay people be like, hey, don't throw us into that category. Yeah, you may be gay, but we, you know, don't say we all act like we all walk around dressed as animals all the time.
Yeah,
that's a different thing.
It's got nothing to do with you being gay. That's something to do with you liking to put on costumes and try to talk to college students about it. That is weird.
And it just goes to that entire concept of people can't just have their fetishes, you know, and live them out in their privacy. Part of the fetish is making other people watch them and accept them completing their fetish. You know, if part of the fetish is dressing up in the clothes, that's one thing, in the costumes. But then when you get out there and you make other people not only look at you, but you're in today's times, you're forcing them to accept it and celebrate it.
Yeah.
That is what really rounds out the fetish and gives you the pleasure that you're looking for. Because this guy could have easily gone up there and talked about, you know, the science of what he determines is a brain stimulation of some sort from furries without putting on the costume and going into his sexuality and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, maybe. Now, I don't know. He's doing it in a college classroom. If it didn't go viral, then maybe I wouldn't have, you know, if somebody wasn't recording it. But, you know, when they always say, like, let your freak flag fly, I'm like, no, don't do that. No. Those things are for your bedroom, your sexual health or whatever. Deal with that in your bedroom with your significant other. But now, yeah, be a freak out in public. No, mm-hmm. No, you shouldn't be doing that.
Because
keep that over there.
Because that's what happens when you take shame out of the society.
Yeah.
People have no shame. And I don't mean you need to walk around with shame, you know, like the Bible says that the Lord doesn't want you living with shame. I'm not talking about that kind. I'm talking about the kind where you just need to realize that you're weird. You know? I mean, come on. We all got weird things about ourselves.
Exactly.
But
you kind of keep to yourself.
The weird things that I may like don't get enhanced by forcing you to watch me do the weird things.
Right.
So I'm sure this guy felt so satisfied leaving there a sweaty mess in his hot ass costume thinking, yes, those people were applauding me for what I, how I presented myself today in my truth.
I just imagine you're waking up. You're at an 8 a.m. sociology class, and your teacher's like, hey, guys, here's what we're going to talk about neurodivergence 1-10. You're like, shoot me. This is the worst.
And the fact that the students didn't laugh him out of there is another terrible sign.
Maybe they did. I don't know.
No, they didn't. I mean, he did the whole thing is being written about in certain areas of the media. It's brilliant. Look at this. It's just, he's normal just like everybody else. This just happens to be his thing. And then when they say don't kink shame somebody,
yeah,
I kind of agree with that, because you should kink shame yourself way before anybody else even knows what your kink is. But once right. it gets out there and all, and part of your kink is for as many people to know about it as possible, that's when you got to be shamed.
Well,
back into whatever hiding place you have.
The sexual health experts would say this is an interest that developed during their probably puberty or whenever, you know, and they didn't choose to be furries. They didn't mm-hmm. choose to be plushies. But as long as they're not doing anything illegal, you know, my problem is, like you're saying, when you take it out of the bedroom and introduce it to a room full of young people, students, college students, that's another level.
Yeah, and if anybody claims to be a therapist or a counselor or a doctor, and they don't say this person needs help and needs to get a better grip on reality, then they're not mental health professionals. That either they're stupid and shouldn't have the degree that they have, or there's an ulterior motive in it somewhere or another. Because what happens is that when you normalize things that are obviously not normal, then it makes people feel like, oh, so this is normal. Mm-hmm. You know, so I can go out dressed as a tiger and lecture to I have a doctorate, and I'm going to wear a tiger costume because I'm great. And I'm going to lecture to these little kids who have to, these young kids who have to listen to me. Because it's part of their grade, they have to listen to me. So you see, this is nothing weird. It's just how I am, who I am. This is my truth. God. Now, I don't know how many older people go, to Berkeley, who went back to school to get their degrees or whatever. But I can't imagine somebody who's decided to go get their degree when they're 40. Just sitting there and watching this and not laughing at it. And just,
yeah. All it would take is one brave student to go, this is ridiculous. Guys, are we for real? Is this really happening?
Did you see any of the video of it? Because it did sound exactly like you did a minute ago. Okay, so and when you do this, it's like, okay.
What are you teaching me? You can show a picture, but you had to come dressed as the animal?
Yeah.
And this is something the professor is into, and he wasn't just doing it for demonstration purposes. He is into it.
Yeah, pretty sure, yeah.
Man, Berkeley,
It's just unreal. A joke.
Unreal.
It's a joke.
God forbid there's a bunch of furries in the class and they're all like sporting boners and it's so gross. You got a bunch of horny, 18-year-old college kids. Freaks.
Ugh. My son said there are a lot of furries at his college. He goes to a tiny mountain college in North Carolina. And people, furries running around there.
Just spilled coffee on myself. I couldn't believe that. You should stay far away from that school.
Yeah. Because it's kind of hard to pants a furry.
Yeah, right.
So I guess kids still do that, right? They pants each other.
Sure. Got you.
Yeah, that wasn't even a thing whenever I was in school, pantsing somebody. That, you know what was a thing? Getting your ass beat. That was a thing.
Yeah.
If somebody would do something like that to you.
A couple weeks ago, Drew Barrymore was like, my kids love to pants me.
I know.
I'm like, yeah, because you won't slap that crap out of them. That's how egregious.
I know. I still do that to my mom.
Just,
she's in her 80s now, and she loves it. She's hilarious. when I take her to the damn Walmart, she's over there looking at something, and I just, she's like, you better stop. I'm going to get you. All right, we got more coming up. Hang on.
TJ's Podcast.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. NEOGENIX.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
Back to TJ's podcast.
Hey, please spread the word. Tell everybody that you know to give the podcast a chance. I mean, it should be pretty simple. Just say, hey, there aren't many podcasts out there. I mean, you could probably count them on two hands, all the podcasts in the world. This should be one of them that you listen to. You got time. You know, you got plenty of time to listen. I mean, that's what I love about this, Riggins, is that we've really stepped out here as pioneers of the podcast world. And, you know, we're in uncharted waters.
Yeah.
You know,
we're on the ground
floor. Uncharted waters.
Early adopters.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because, I mean, what would you think? That maybe a 0.0001% of U.S. Americans have even heard of podcasts?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm. Now, there's a big rumor going on about this Taylor Swift outfit. Who, you know, this woman who calls herself Taylor Swift. And her big strapping, strong, rough and tumble boyfriend named Travis Kelce. Now he's a bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's like, you know, Mr. Big Dude on the football team, likes to party.
Sure.
And Jana Kramer says that she's afraid that Taylor trying to keep up with him. He's a bad influence on Taylor because she's starting to drink too much. Now, when you sent me the details of this story, Riggins, you know the first thing I had to do was?
Who the hell is Jana Kramer?
Exactly.
Yeah. She's got a podcast. Everybody got a podcast. Like, who the hell was?
Sure. And I'd never seen, I don't think, well, I've seen that she was on Friday Night Lights when in a recurring role, but I wouldn't have known her from that, and I never watched One Tree Hill or any of her movies or anything. You know who I thought it was? I thought it was that woman that plays on Mom. What's her name?
Mom.
Yeah, that, she's tall and older woman, and she's tough broad. As they say, yeah, Allison. Ooh. Jenny. Is that her name?
Janie.
That's who.
West Wing.
Was she on? Oh, I would have never watched that.
Hmm. Jana Kramer, you got, yeah, that.
The names. I just saw the name. Oh, yeah. And is she friends with Taylor Swift, or did this just come up on her podcast? Like, I'm afraid she's drinking too much.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. But she can apparently give some insight because she was married to a NFL player for a while.
Oh, and he drank a lot?
I don't know that to be true, but I think she's just kind of spitballing. She goes, I've heard from people that this is happening.
Hmm.
And she's claiming that Taylor Swift is drinking too much because of her relationship with Travis Kelce. And things she's heard about Travis Kelce are not so great. Like, he's enjoying the limelight a little too much, the added attention he's getting from his relationship with Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are not so good. Not so good.
Do people like her?
Yeah, I think
Jana
so.
Kramer, people like her?
Yeah. She's had her own missteps, makes her a little relatable.
What kind of missteps? Do tell. T. Riggins.
I don't know that I have the kids say. But I think she's, I don't know, she might have had a little bit of trouble. I don't know that to be true.
So you're just making shit up?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
So then they start showing all these pictures and little video clips, little boomerangs of Taylor Swift drinking while she's with Travis Kelce.
It is. There are a lot of, you know, every game she's got a cocktail or a beer, and when they're at these charity events together, she's always got a cocktail in hand. There might be rumors to it, but she's also 31 or 32. But what do you care if she's drinking?
But these are events where people drink.
Yeah, they're cocktail parties.
Yeah.
It's part of the name. I don't, yeah, I think you're making assumptions you don't know anything about.
Do you think she's just trying to glom on to Taylor Swift's fame and all of that?
She wants her podcast promoted, and so she mentioned something about Taylor and Travis. It gets on TMZ. Now people find out not only is Janet Kramer still alive, is that she's got a podcast.
Man, we need to do something. What can we say about Taylor? Get us on Tim's.
No, say something egregious.
Yeah, but she'd sue us.
Yeah, probably.
Isn't that the way it is? You sue somebody that doesn't have any money, but you let somebody who does have a little money go.
Yeah.
Like, she's not suing Jenna Kramer.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's bogus because Taylor Swift, she's performing 3.5 hours, you know, every night on stage or around the world. That her life is planned out 3 years in advance with albums. She's working her ass off, whether you like her or not. She's working her butt off. So there's no way she's like, you know, having a major problem. She's not a functioning alcoholic like that.
Is that what this woman claims that she's doing? She's being a functioning alcoholic?
I think she might have a bit of a problem. She's drinking too much. It's like, how the hell do you know how many drinks she's having? Taylor Swift's not looking for you.
Yeah. I once I found out who Janet Kramer was, I thought maybe they're just friends. Like, isn't, you know, sometimes celebrity friendships surprise you. Like, Taylor Swift and, is it Sexy Red that she's friends with?
Ice Spice,
yeah.
Yeah, they have a little bit of a friendship going on. Taylor's, you know, all about bringing in the new, hot, young woman. That's how she sort of likes to position herself. I'm going to help out somebody who was in my position years ago, when I was in that space years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give them a platform.
Or she just wants to be associated with younger women because she's not anymore.
Maybe.
You know.
Maybe. But that's like, definitely a move.
Like, I mean, Ace and I don't go pick, you know, on our morning show, didn't go pick guys our age to come be on the show.
Right.
You know. Even though you and Tech D Rob act older than we do, so.
Not with those broken reader glasses you have over there.
They're not broken. I cut those off on purpose.
Yeah, well, whatever. They age you by 20 years.
Having them on? But I have to use them. I would be able to see anything. What am I supposed to do?
It's the taking them off and putting them back on. I'm like, good Lord. You cut your glasses.
Ugh. Well, but when I have the glasses on, because, you know, we haven't reached Janet Kramer budgets for podcast yet. And the lights in here are not good. And the cameras are not great. So if I'm wearing the glasses, it looks like I'm wearing mirrored shades.
Yeah, they do.
They just glare. You can't see my eyes, which might be a better thing. I don't know. God. I can't win, man. I can't win. But yeah, I can't help it if I got to wear glasses. Should I get some different ones, like younger looking ones, you think? Because I mean, I'm not trying to look young. But are those ugly? No, I mean, those are ugly. Expensive.
And you cut
them. They're expensive glasses. I got three pairs for $12 at Lowe's Home Improvement.
Oh, all my fashion.
Here's another one.
All my fashion comes from Lowe's.
And then I got a pair from out in my truck.
You imagine on the Met Gala? Taylor, who are you wearing? Lowe's Home Improvement. What?
I do have some nice reading glasses. They're Ray-Bans, but I don't do those. Like, these get all scratched up in there, and you just, you know, sometimes you leave them here or there in the house and all that. So,
what if we get a big magnifying screen and put it over your laptop? Would that help?
Yeah, it would.
You wouldn't have to wear the glasses.
How much are those?
I don't even know that that's a thing.
It is.
Oh, it is?
It is, yeah. That's what really old people need.
Good Lord. or change the font on your computer, make it bigger. That's a sign you're getting old whenever you look at somebody's phone.
You ought to see Jody's phone.
Damn.
Yeah, my wife's phone is huge.
With the font, the text is so big.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I need to do that and make it safer for when I'm texting and driving.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't do that. But when you put these on, the reading glasses on, I can't see at a distance. I can only see right up close.
Right.
So if I wouldn't be able to drive wearing them.
Oh, you couldn't?
No. No, because I mean, I have better than 20/20 vision at a distance because I had that LASIK done.
Yeah.
But I can't see up close. Like right now, my screen is completely blurry. But now you made me paranoid about my glasses.
Well, no, I was just saying that because you said I act older than you do. And I think, I mean, that might be true.
Acting and looking is different.
No, you look very...
You just said I look...
You look...
Well, you look old in those big-ass, old-timey Coke bottle glasses.
It is the act of putting them on and taking them off. And
what if I got a chain and held them there and just kept putting it on and off like that?
Yeah, that looks...
Are those that are a magnet together and it's like...
Like B.R.
Put them on.
No, you dress very young, though. That's good.
Well, it's because, I mean, I'm 54 and I wear pretty much nothing but merch.
Yeah.
Because it's free.
Do you got merch? Old people don't wear merch.
Yeah.
That's a young person, for sure.
Did I ever tell you about that old guy? You know, sometimes men, especially, you know, Southern men, like true Southern men, they don't care at all about what something looks like as long as it covers them and they're not going to get arrested for being naked.
Yeah.
There was a guy that I saw one time in a mall with his wife, looked to be about 65 maybe. And this poor bastard was wearing a merch t-shirt with the brand and he didn't do it to be funny. It was, you know, this was merch given to a customer who bought the product. It said Viagra, had the Viagra logo on it.
No way.
Yeah. And he's wearing it in the mall, holding his wife's purse.
With his wife?
Yeah.
What a goober.
He probably didn't care. It's a free shirt.
But doesn't she step in and be like, honey, you're not going to do that. I've never seen my parents do that, but I would imagine if my dad tried to step out with a Viagra shirt or a Cialis shirt, she'd be like, Tom, what are you doing? What are you doing? What is that?
All right. Would you rather see an old man wearing a Viagra shirt in public or an old man wearing a shirt that had a big, like I said, Abercrombie across the front where he's trying to look too young?
Viagra.
You'd rather Viagra?
Yeah, it's like, I don't care. But if you're trying to like fit in by wearing Abercrombie or something or appear younger, it's like you're not fooling anybody. Matter of fact, it just makes me think about how old you are now. It's the only thing I'm thinking about is how old you are.
We used to have a radio friend and he lived in another state and he was a lot older than we are, and I would say at the time he was probably close to 70, and he would wear Abercrombie logoed stuff and American Eagle and things like that.
No.
You know, and this was back when all of that was really popular. When you were in high school and stuff, where you're begging your mama for some Abercrombie. It was expensive and, he's busting it out.
Like, no one's going to know I'm 70 and wearing Abercrombie. Like, this is going to help me fit in with the other kids. Oh, that's the worst. And I think a lot of people make that mistake.
So is that, in general, is that top three fashion mistakes that somebody can make is trying to dress way younger than they are?
Yeah, and it seems like it's skewed towards guys. Like,
it
doesn't happen as often with women, but people notice, you know. But, yeah, absolutely. It's embarrassing.
We think about women wearing not thongs, but those swimsuits where you can see pretty much most of their ass.
Yeah.
When they're wearing that, out on the beach or at the pool and they've got kids that are like middle school age and stuff.
Yeah, that's too much.
I mean, it may look good. You may look good in it, but you don't just show your bare ass around your kids.
Yeah, all the butt cheek is out. Yeah, I mean, it's like, what is that? Women will say like, oh, that's just the style now. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay.
Okay, well, what if it's the style for men to go with one nut hanging out?
Yeah, right. I'm not going to embrace that one.
No, you go to jail at the beach doing that.
Yeah, just like I'm not going to embrace wearing super high socks. Yeah. Because I look like a douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to try to embrace a style that has passed your age bracket.
Yeah. Better to dress too old.
I think so.
Than too young.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think so.
What about skateboarding? Is that still cool for old dudes?
Ape is going to be so mad. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that was a big thing too when I was young, wearing all the skateboard. He's got PacSun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you saw a 70-year-old guy like wearing, what was the Billabong or
that was that DC
United or something or whatever that was. Huh. Yeah, I mean it's like the same thing. Abercrombie's egregious, but that's pretty bad too.
Mm-hmm. What's the cutoff age for a man wearing high tops?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't even know if those are a thing anymore. But I think I remember being around 23 or 25 and being like, okay, probably time to not retire these.
Yeah, unless they're, professional basketball players.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I'm always paranoid about somebody thinking that I'm trying to act younger than I am.
Yeah, for sure.
You know.
It's a healthy self-consciousness to have about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's healthy. People are like, oh, don't care what anybody says. No, care a little bit.
Yeah. I'm never that person.
Not a whole lot.
I don't think there really is anybody who is truly that person.
No.
To say, I don't care what anybody thinks. That's not true.
You don't have to let it consume your every thought, but a little consciousness is okay.
Yeah. If you didn't care what anybody thought, then you wouldn't brush your teeth.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get dressed every day in clean clothes. I mean, you do those things because, society wants you to do it. It's normal.
My dog poops on the sidewalk, but he's also got a brain the size of a walnut. You know, it's like, it's not the same thing.
Well, I don't care. Look, I'm pooping right here. I don't care what anybody thinks. My dog does it. Well, I mean, I'm no better than he is.
I have to go right now. What do you want me to do? Mm. I don't care. They can think what they want.
All right, more coming up. Hang on.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
There's a big controversy going on all over the TikToks, and it's surrounding a Hooters girl. Still okay to call them Hooters girls? Are they still called that?
I think so. Hooters girls.
Hooters theys.
Yeah.
Hooters thems.
Yeah, it says on Hooters, it says become a Hooters girl.
Yeah, I'd still do it anyway, even if they didn't like it. Who cares?
So what?
So there's a Hooters girl that show the TikToks what she does in order to get bigger tips.
Yeah.
So she switches out the spouts on the liquor bottles that will pour out more. In a, you know, what is a shot supposed to be, a 2 count or something, whatever it is. What,
they have those tips, they're called precision pours.
Yeah.
And she swaps that out for a regular tip to give the customer a heavier pour so that she gets better tips.
Mm-hmm. And so the controversy is whether or not that's, you know, that's moral.
Yeah.
Is it stealing?
And everybody's like,
it's absolutely stealing.
It would seem that way. I mean, it's like the most common thing you always see on that bar rescue show.
Yeah.
He's like, you're losing a lot of money because you're not, your bartenders are pouring way too much. But everybody in the comments was like, those precision pours are, they suck. They don't work right. They always shortchange the customer. It never fills up to the amount that you're paying for.
Now, are those the ones that are electronic? Like, because on Bar Rescue, they have a sponsor where it comes in and puts those electronic things on the spouts, and then it's dialed up to pour exactly an ounce or 2 ounces, whatever, and it registers. So at the end of the night, you can, or at any time, you can punch into it from a computer, and it'll tell you, you know, if it needs to be readjusted or whatever, and make sure that they get exactly what they're supposed to get.
Really?
So this didn't look like that in the video. It just looked like, you know, one of those... regular spouts.
Yeah. Somebody said it helps tips because I always tip less when they have this precision spouts. I'm talking like a 20% tip instead of a 25 to 40% tip. Tip your bartenders no matter what, guys, though.
So. Oh, thank you. Thanks for that message. Tip them no matter what. Okay.
But I don't.
But it's not the Hooters waitresses. It's not her business to be giving away more alcohol than people are paying for.
Right.
It's not hers.
Right.
It's the owner of the store.
Right.
So she's giving away something and profiting from it. She's selling stolen merchandise is what she's doing. She is.
Yeah.
She's taking something that doesn't belong to her and then profiting from what she's taking, her ill-gotten gains. So she should probably be fired and or arrested. Did anybody say that in the comments?
No one said that.
You need to go to jail.
Everybody just says, I hate those precision spouts so much. Makes you, they don't work right the first time, so then you have to do it again, and then you've definitely over-poured because it didn't work right the first time. A lot of that. It's all that.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people are going to say that they're on her side because they want the free alcohol.
Sure. Yeah, they don't work for Hooters.
Because they're trashy, too.
Yeah.
If you know that you've got some sort of an under-the-table deal with the person that works at the bar, and that under the table deal leaves out the person who has actually bought the alcohol to serve in the store, in the bar, then you're an accomplice to a crime. You say, hey, give me, you know, a little extra in mine and then I'll make it worth your while. Okay.
What if you're at a restaurant and they say, you know what, last time you were here, I know you got the extra side of Alfredo sauce. You know what? I noticed you didn't get it because we raised the prices. I'm just going to bring you out one. Would you say no thank you?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, I would, because then again, I'm a saint.
You're a saint.
So.
Saint Richie from Winfield, Louisiana.
No, if they don't have the authority to be giving away freebies, then I would say no. I mean, really? The price is what it is. I mean. It's not, they raised the price for a reason because they're trying to make money off of it and inflation and whatever. I'll either make the agreement to pay the price for it, or I don't need it.
But what if you really love a freebie? Like, what if you like really love getting free stuff? Like,
I didn't realize it was that these people really loved getting free stuff. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, some people just love getting freebies. Yeah. And it wouldn't even cross their mind to say something. They're like, "Oh, I'm getting something great for free." Because what do you get for free anymore? Not a lot.
Yeah. And I think if you ask for it and you refer to it as a freebie, it raises the trashy level of it.
Maybe.
Hey, can I get some of that Alfredo sauce? And they go, I'll bring you some of that. But then if you say, hey, can you hook me up with any freebies tonight? Then hopefully I'm not eating in the same restaurant you are. Hopefully we dine in separate places.
I don't know. I've seen some of the places you eat at, and they are not... especially during small town adventures. Where the hell are they at?
Yeah, you know, my little friend Jenny and her handsome husband Michael, they only eat bar food.
Yeah.
Unless I cook it for them. They're eating bar food every night, every meal.
Would they enjoy a nice steak dinner?
Yeah. That's handsome husband Michael's favorite thing is steak.
But they never really do that.
Well, they do. They go to Logan's once a week. That's one of the things in their stop. And you know the main reason they go there?
Why?
Because they got the second coldest draft beer in town.
Oh, the second coldest?
Yeah.
Who's got the first?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
I'm telling you, if you want to know anything about a sports bar in the tri-state area, just send them a text.
Yeah.
And they can tell you. That's all they do. It's every meal. Is that... You know, Logan's is the only restaurant in their regular rotation that wouldn't be considered a sports bar.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's not, you know, the Capitol Grill or anything.
Right, right, right. One thing you don't ever see on Small Town Adventures is them eating or any video eating. Now, I know that's probably not good content, but I'm always curious. I'm like, did she eat anything? Did Jenny and Michael eat anything? I know you say that, but it's like we never see it. So I'm always curious. I'm like, well, I wonder what... Because can you go to 4 sports bars in a day and like eat something everywhere you go?
Well, we don't eat something at every place. Sometimes it's just pop in for a beer and, you know, go on to the next place. But, you know, pretty much the entire day from the time we get to the small town, because that's always the first thing we do is go eat lunch. And then, you know, periodically we're getting an appetizer here or there, or whatever, until... we're finished and we get back to our hometown, and then we go and eat dinner somewhere.
Have
like a full
meal.
Dinner, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Are they still hungry after drinking all that beer and eating all day? Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I'd be so stuffed.
Yeah. Jody doesn't eat very much during the day.
Oh, does she make a big deal about it too? Like, I'm not going to have anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pain in the ass.
Yeah. No, she really doesn't. But she also doesn't drink as much beer.
Yeah.
And that's what fills you up. And I've gotten to where I don't eat a whole lot. I used to just gorge myself on it because it's work. Now I'm doing it for work. I got to eat a cheeseburger and a pizza at every stop.
I can write this off.
Hell yeah. And pounding beers because, you know, most of the time we would have a driver or Uber or whatever. But the last few I've been... when I'm driving, obviously I don't drink, but it's not as fun.
Hell no.
But Jody will have a couple beers, or either she'll get wine, she'll substitute a glass of wine in here or there. But she doesn't eat as much.
Yeah, yeah.
Jenny eats the most.
Yeah. That's amazing. I would like to see her eat. Does she eat quickly and like, you know, is it messy? Is she a messy eater? But I like watching mukbang videos.
It's mostly a consistent, you know, eating, where she doesn't sit down with a pizza and eat it by herself. It's eating dinner or eating lunch and then a couple of hours later eating a second lunch, she'll say it's time for second lunch or it's time for first dinner or where. So it's just a constant throughout the day eating. Just like whenever they go out every night and they finish up at whatever sports bar and then they'll sit around and have, you know, she'll have a few beers, a bunch of beers. And then before she goes home, go through McDonald's and get the two McDoubles with a basket of fries and a strawberry shake.
Yeah. It's a marathon.
Yeah. It's just a slow and steady.
Not a gorging, binging thing, but it's consistent and a lot. Man, that's amazing.
Like when she comes to our house on Thursdays, if I've cooked something or whatnot, then she'll say, when we're cleaning up the kitchen, don't throw away my bowl. I mean, don't put my bowl in the dishwasher because I'm going to come back. And so when I can have a pot of something like a jambalaya or whatever. So when I go to bed, then she's had a couple of bowls, like three or four, you know, throughout that time. And then when I get up the next morning after she's been there a few hours after I went to bed, it's gone.
Gone. Totally gone.
Man. Mm-hmm. And then she'll also eat Little Debbie's and all that kind of stuff just sitting around.
She Big Deborah. I don't want no Little Debbie. I need Big Deborah.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
I know. But Michael is a candy eater like Jody is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They, you know, she'll say, I got us some Starburst. You see all the strawberry Starburst I got in there? I got it at Costco. And or either he'll just start going for the candy section of the pantry. I don't.
It doesn't do a thing for me. Nothing.
I did find some candy, though, that I like. You know, I hate a Twizzler.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hit a dog in the butt with a Twizzler. But Twizzler makes orange creamsicle flavors now.
Really?
Yeah, and I, Jody brought some home, and I just tried one of them. It is really good.
I love regular Twizzlers. I bet
I know
love
you
those
do.
Too. I can't get enough.
You just like those regular. What's in the middle of them?
Nothing.
Okay, because these hollow. And they're hollow or they're solid throughout.
No, they're hollow.
Okay, yeah. Well this is hollow and a thin layer of that waxy stuff, and it's filled with some creamy type of candy.
Do you like cowtails?
Yeah.
The caramel with that cream. Oh.
Mm-hmm. I do.
So good.
I do. But I'm not going to sit around just eating Jolly Ranchers and Starbursts and things like that.
No.
I don't do that. Now and later.
No. Rip my teeth out.
Jody eats strawberry and banana Laffy Taffy.
Yeah. It's those teeth. I mean, somewhere along the evolution scale, her teeth just stopped.
You know what she told me the other day? And I almost snapped my neck. When she said it, I'm not exaggerating. I heard her telling them that she's going to get her teeth bleached.
Oh, God.
I was like, what? No, you're not. You're going to look like a freak because she's about to get really dark in the summer, or she better.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I like some dark. But if she, because her teeth are already the color of printer paper.
Yeah.
I don't think they can, you know, if you go in and get your teeth bleached, that's the scale that you would go to is what her teeth are.
You got
to
be so careful with that too. Cause you see people that do it bad, or do it too much. And it looks so stupid.
Surely she was joking, right? You think she was joking? How much bleach lately would it take? Well, oh my God.
It's like
they have to put it in a power painter. It's like a, you know, like you would paint a house with one of those spray painter things.
Got to get it at the pool store.
And then whoever's, you know, painting them would have to tie off.
Yeah. It'd
be dangerous.
It's like bleaching the Hollywood
those,
sign.
Those big teeth. Or like that that guy who was painting over the wall that those protesters graffitied all up, and then they glued themselves to the wall. No, he can't. He just painted right over them. That big sprayer.
That's funny.
Yeah. We take one of those. All right. So I'm going to find out, though, if she was just joking. She better not, you know, show up looking like she got a flashlight in her mouth.
Oh, it's going to be ridiculous.
I know. But why would you? I mean, her teeth are as white. Like, people would go to the dentist and say, I want my teeth that color.
Yeah.
Because she used to be a dental assistant, and that's what they would say. I want my teeth her color. And they go, well, I can't take you that high. And she's never had her teeth bleached, so why mess with it?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen her teeth, but I don't remember them being yellowy.
No.
Yellowing.
They're not.
Yeah, she dumb.
White. They're white, white. All right, thanks for listening and watching. That's that is it for today, right?
Yeah, until later.
Yeah. You know what, Riggins? This is, if nothing else, I enjoy this because you and I don't ever get to just chat with each other.
Right, visit.
If, you know, the times that we talk on the phone and we're laughing and joking and all of that stuff, that's enjoyable. We don't get to do that very often because you don't like it. And so,
speaking
so
of.
So I got you trapped here.
The other day you called. I get a call from TJ on a Friday night, and you might not even know you did this. You go, hey. And I go, hey, what's going on? And you went, I'm surprised you're not wasted yet. What the hell?
Because you always talk about being in those beers on Fridays all day and everything.
I mean, that's like, it's like when somebody comes in like, oh, are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? You don't like that? I would like that. So annoying. Anyway.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't bother me if you called me and said, hey, are you watching a crime show? I go, no, not at the moment. Or, yeah. Or I'm about to. I wouldn't go, I mean, why would you assume that I'm sitting here naked watching a crime show? Oh, wait, you would say naked. Oops.
Oops.
Oopsie.
Hold on yourself.
Oopsie. All right. Thanks for watching and listening. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/acetj today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.